Chun's story overshadowed Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's visit to the world's two most populous nations. She arrived in China just as the story of the human rights activist was exploding. Now she's visiting India, though the Chinese activist is still on many people's minds. Secretary Clinton sat down for a talk with NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
This was a trip about managing big relationships here in India and in China, but it was the fate of one man, Chinese dissident Chen Guangzhan, that dominated the news. Clinton spoke to NPR today in New Delhi about how she hopes this issue will be resolved.
How soon do you expect him to be able to be in the United States?
He is still in the hospital receiving medical treatment. We remain in close contact with him. He has been meeting with the Chinese government to prepare the necessary arrangements to be able to come to the United States to pursue his studies. And on our end, we've gone to the point of getting all of our arrangements finished. So I think, you know, we're certainly making progress, but I'm not going to put any timeline on it.
And what are you telling the Chinese now about the future for Chun's family, the network of people that have supported him?
I'm not going to go into those conversations. Let's take this one day at a time, and we hope to be welcoming Mr. Chun to the United States to pursue the studies that he wishes to do.
When you were in China, you talked about how an established power like the U.S. is working with this rising power of China. The same is true here in India. But here you have a democracy, more of a natural partner for the U.S., yet India still doesn't see eye to eye with the U.S. on some of its policies like Syria or Iran. How are you working through that with them?
Well, I don't know any two nations that see eye to eye on everything, whether they're democracies or authoritarian. And part of diplomacy, part of what I do all day, every day, is working with counterparts to try to make progress in areas where we agree, try to narrow the areas of disagreement and bridge them in some way. And India is the largest democracy in the world. It is, by its own self-description, contentious, argumentative, dynamic, and they have to balance out 1.3 billion opinions. So I'm not surprised that there would be debates within their society and political system, just like there are within ours.
But do you feel you made some progress with them on, for instance, the issue of Iran?
Well, as I just said in a press conference, they have certainly made progress in reducing their imports of crude oil from Iran. And they share our goal, which is to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. On the other hand, if you're an Indian politician or an Indian business owner or an Indian citizen who is desperate to lift hundreds of millions of people out of poverty and get them electricity and, keep the lights on, this is a hard decision for them because they have been historically looking to Iran for a significant percentage of their oil.
This trip seemed pretty hard on your staff.
Yes, I've noticed.
Was it tough on you, or are these trips just routine for you at this point?
Well, I have the most amazing dedicated staff. I hope they're not listening because I don't want it to go to their heads. But, this was probably a little higher visibility than some of the trips. But, we're out there doing the best we can every day to further American values and protect our security and make it clear that American leadership is alive and well.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Secretary Clinton spoke to us after her swing through Asia, a week-long trip that took her to China, Bangladesh, and India. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New Delhi.